This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
It's Mardi Gras. About a million people flock to New Orleans each year for that. That's more than double the city's normal population. And this is a major challenge to keep partying visitors and locals safe, especially since the police force there is strapped for cash and therefore personnel. From New Orleans, Eve Tro reports.
Few spectacles rival a Mardi Gras parade. Crowds, layers deep, lined the streets for miles on each side for several days leading up to Fat Tuesday. As floats approach, people scream for beads, cups, and other trinkets. But think like a cop, the crush of people, the drinking. Masks mean anyone can roam unrecognized. Violence sometimes erupts. Tough beat.
Check for your kids, because it's very dangerous.
New Orleans resident Ariane Mitchell keeps a close eye on her two young kids, but she notes the city's high violent crime year-round. She says her family might be safer here.
Because all attention is drawn right to the parades. So that means whatever goes on the outskirts of a parade, there is nobody to take care of it.
How much should New Orleans police focus on protecting tourists while neighborhoods suffer? It's a big question right now. New Orleans is short hundreds of police officers after years of budget constraints. It's on a mission to recruit and train more, but meanwhile, a new private sector fund of $5 million will help pay for extra security in the tourist district. Here's New Orleans Police Chief Michael Harrison.
That partnership allows me to make sure we have adequate staffing in every part of the city. It allows us to have high visibility, increase citizen satisfaction.
Louisiana State Police have always helped during Mardi Gras. This year, 50 to 100 state troopers will stay on indefinitely. The FBI also has more eyes and ears on Mardi Gras, says Special Agent in Charge Jeffrey Sillette.
Monitoring social media to make sure that there aren't any threats that are coming through that. Additional camera coverage, SWAT teams to make sure that we are prepared to keep people safe if something bad does happen.
Sillette was in Boston when the marathon bombing happened. Like the marathon, he says, Mardi Gras is a local celebration that also draws visitors from all over. There are no immediate threats, but he says it's worth devoting the extra federal resources. In New Orleans, I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.